各位弟兄姊妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
听我讲道很容易。
It's really easy to listen to my sermons.
因为我的国语，广东人听得懂，国语的人也听得懂。
Because my Mandarin is only understood, it's only like able to be understood by people from Guangdong province, but usually not other people.
因为我一讲国语，人家就知道我是从香港来的了。
Because as soon as I speak Mandarin, people know I'm from Hong Kong.
这个礼拜会跟大家分享这个立位记。
This week I'll be sharing with y'all the book of Leviticus.
我不晓得你们有没有兴趣念立位记。
I'm wondering if you guys have any interest at all in the book of Leviticus.
因为我接触的弟兄姊妹的当中，一谈到立位记，他们眉头就皱起来了。
As soon as I mention the book of Leviticus in front of brothers and sisters, they'll start frowning.
在美国牧会多年了。
I've been a pastor in America for many years.
讲道的时候通常都要讲一个笑话给你们听。
Every sermon I'll usually include a joke.
如果今天你遇见船难。
If you face a shipwreck today.
你流浪到荒岛里面去。
And you gradually float into a deserted island.
我只允许你在圣经里面66卷书里面只准带一卷去读，你带哪一卷？
But you can only pick one book from the Bible to read on that deserted island. Which book would you pick?
你会带哪一卷？
Which book would you pick?
约翰福音、马可福音、保罗书信的一卷。有一些说我带一卷书叫犹大书。
Some people say one of the four Gospels, some people say the Pauline Epistles, and some people say the Book of Jude.
你知道为什么要到犹大书吗？
Why bring the Book of Jude?
只有一章嘛。
It only has one chapter.
有这个问题有人问一个牧师。
So this question was once posed to a pastor.
你知道这个牧师回答是什么？
What was the pastor's answer?
不是。哪一卷都可以，就是不要给我立位记。
Any book is good, just don't give me Leviticus.
牧师来了，牧师读利未记还是不要读。
Even pastors sometimes hesitate to read the book of Leviticus.
有时候我们对利未记觉得太深奥了。
Sometimes we think the book of Leviticus is just too complicated.
或者用太深奥这个字比较专规一点，我们再讲另外一个字比较负面。
Or we can use a more negative word, too boring.
因为我们今天我们在活在这个世上，好像立位记跟我们没有什么关系。
Because in this world today, we often think that the book of Leviticus has no implications or relations to our daily lives.
因为今天我们对我们的信仰有一些的偏差。
Because there are sometimes in our faith today, we're missing the mark.
我们对我们的信仰很容易从神为中心绕到以我自己为中心。
We change the focus from God to ourselves.
我问大家，今天你为什么要信耶稣？
So now, I'll ask you a question today. Why do you believe in Jesus?
为什么？
Why?
因为神拯救我啊。
Because God saved me.
我信了耶稣以后，我可以得着永生。
If I believe, I get eternal life.
我有永生啊。
I have eternal life.
我有这个在这一生当中，我找到人生的意义啊。
In this faith, I found the purpose and meaning of my life.
那我问你这几个问题。
Now I'll ask you a few questions.
那你说的永生是一回什么事情？
So what is this eternal life you talk about?
你说你的人生的意义又是什么事情？
So what is the meaning and purpose of your life?
那我们说我们找到我们信耶稣，我们找到人生的意义的时候，你告诉我人生的意义是什么？
So if you say you have found the meaning and purpose of your life in Christianity, so what is your meaning and purpose of life?
什么是你的人生意义啊？
What is the meaning of your life?
赚取一百万、两百万是我人生的意义。
To earn 1 million, 2 million, 10 million.
有一个美好和谐的家庭是我的人生的意义。
To have a nice, happy, harmonious family.
我的孩子可以孝顺我，这个是人生的意义。
My children will be obedient and treat me really nicely.
我的身体健康，没有疾病，这个是人生的意义吗？
So that our bodies will be really healthy and will be free of disease.
我告诉你，最终这些人生意义都会过去。
I tell you that all these meaning and purposes of life will pass away.
我问大家一个问题。
I'll ask you a question now.
我知道这里是那个肯尼尔的大学的中心哈。
We know that Ithaca is where Cornell University.
不要误会我的意思，告诉你不要读书哈。
don't mistake me. I'm not trying to say that you guys shouldn't study.
但是我问你读那么多书做什么?
But I ask you, why are you studying so much? What's the purpose?
嗯? 读那么多书做什么?
Why study so much?
找一份好工作,
to find a good job?
找好薪水,
to get good salary?
多一点知识,
more knowledge?
多拿一个 certificate, 拿一个证书,
or more diplomas and certificates?
再拿一个学位,
or more degrees?
最终你只可以拿一个证书, 哪个证书也不是你拿的。
At the very, very end, you only get one certificate, and
是人家帮你拿的,
it. It's other people will take it for you.
就是你的 death certificate.
That will be your death certificate.
当这个证书盖在你所有证书上面的时候,
when that certificate lays over all of your other certificates,
你的所有的证书有什么用?
What meaning or what use are all the other certificates?
当你赚取了100万、200万、300万以后,
when you earn $1 million, $2 million, $3 million,
买一个很大的房子, 开一台很漂亮, 很名贵的车,
you buy a really big house and you drive a really, really nice car.
最后你躺着哪一台车是哪一台车?
But at the end, you're lying inside a car. What car is it?
最终你躺着地有多大?
At the very, very end, how much land would you occupy?
有人告诉我是大致上面是两池半, 乘六尺乘五尺。
Some people say it's 2.5 feet wide, 6 feet long, 5 feet deep.
一定是五尺深的，不晓得。
It's always 5 feet deep, but nobody really knows why.
那我们今天的生活，我们的人生的意义是什么？
But in our lives today, what is our meaning and purpose of life?
告诉我，信耶稣找到人生意义后。
If you say you've found the meaning and purpose of life in believing in Jesus, tell me.
是什么？
What is it?
其实今天我们信耶稣，耶稣基督是的，我刚才所讲的，耶稣基督拯救了我们生命，是。
It's very true that you say, you know, Jesus saved your life.
但是耶稣基督拯救了我们的生命，在我们生命上面有一个意义，有一个计划。
But God, Jesus, by saving us, he has a plan for our lives.
是要叫我们将这个福音传扬给那些需要的人。
Is so that, well, we'll preach this gospel to people who need it.
不然的话你今天不可以坐在这里。
If not, then you wouldn't be sitting here today.
我们常常说信耶稣得永生哦。
We often say, you know, if we believe in Jesus, you get eternal life.
是哈，你不要告诉我不是。
It's true, yeah, don't tell me it's not true.
只不过我们所讲的永生是一回什么事情?
But what is this eternal life that we talk about?
是永永远远生存下去吗?
Is it to live forever?
是不是错的?
Oh, it's true. That's not incorrect.
不然的话，这个就很糟糕哈。Or
else, that would be nasty.
但是我们有这个永生，这个生命，我们回天家，信耶稣回到天家。When
we believe in Jesus, we eventually return to our heavenly home.
当我们回天家，我们的永生是一回什么事情？
So what does going to heaven and having eternal life have to do with each other?
在哪个时候，如果我们看圣经，我们说哪个时候所有不完全的都变成完美了。
In heaven, Bible says everything that's imperfect will become perfect.
到哪个时候，我们什么哪些不知道的事情，我们都知道了。
In heaven, everything that we don't know we'll know.
那我们为什么要念那么厚的圣经？
So why do we read such a thick Bible?
马牧师，你现在拿了个博士学位。
Dr. Ma, you got a doctor's degree.
我只念了约翰福音。
I've only read the book of John.
将来耶稣基督再来的时候，你的神学知识跟我的神学知识是一样的。
But when Jesus comes back, my theological knowledge will be exactly the same as yours when Jesus comes back.
因为每个人都全都知道了嘛。
Because everybody will know everything.
那马牧师，你去念神学好了，我在那这里一直念约翰福音算了。
But Dr. Ma, you can go on with your theological degree, and I can just read.
为什么我们仍然要念圣经呢？
So why do we have to read the Bible?
因为圣经里面告诉我们一件很重要的事情。
Because the Bible tells us a very important thing.
神让我们存留在这个世上。
God lets us live on this earth.
对我们有一个使命。
He has a mission for us.
将他的心意传达给其他的人。
To bring his will, to tell his will to other people.
但是有一个很矛盾的情况出现。
But there's a paradox or a
圣经要我们过一个圣洁的生活。
The Bible requires us to live a holy life.
但是当我们出去跟这个世界去接触的时候，跟他们去传扬福音也好，去跟他们接触的时候也好。
But you know, whenever we go into the world, whether you know to just interact with them or to preach the gospel to them.
广东话有一句话讲哈。
There's a saying in Cantonese.
人在江湖。
If a man is in the world,
身不由己。
He's not totally free.
我们今天如果在这个罪恶的世界当中，我哪里可以过一个圣洁的生活啊？
If I'm living in such an unholy world, how can I live a holy life?
所以我们今天如果我们将我们的信仰只是定睛在我们自己的身上的时候，
So if our faith is totally focused on, you know, our own lives here,
我们说我们自己要过一个圣洁的生活，
We say, you know, we're going to live a holy life.
于是我们就与人世隔绝。
So we'll just separate ourselves from the world.
我告诉你，如果要过一个圣洁的生活很容易的。
I tell you that it's really easy to live a holy life.
我不晓得他可不可以翻译了。将自己用保鲜膜将自己包起来。
Oh, just wrap yourself in saran wrap.
Good. 然后将自己流放放倒，什么人都不接触。
So exile yourself to a deserted island and don't interact with anybody.
不吃人间烟火，什么都不吃的时候，你就不会犯罪。
Don't eat anything. Don't deal with anything and you'll be fine.
但是人在江湖，当你活在这个世上的话，你可以避免犯罪吗？
If you're really living in this earthly world, how do you avoid sin? Is it possible?
有很多时候我们做基督徒的都有这个错觉。
Sometimes we have this false sense or false thinking as Christians.
信了主就不会犯罪哈。
We might think that, you know, as soon as we become Christians, we don't sin anymore.
你忘记了一件事情，我们仍然在这个世上，我们仍然带着这个罪身。
You're forgetting something. You're still living in a sinful world, and you still have a sinful body.
我们基督徒只不过是一个蒙恩的罪人。
As Christians, you're only sinners under grace.
我们是被神赦免的罪人，我们仍然是罪人。
You're a forgiven sinner, but you're still a sinner.
其实神明白我们。
But God does understand us.
所以在圣经里面有利未记这一卷书。
So that's why he put the book of Leviticus in our Bible.
利未记讲圣洁，讲洁净，讲的很多。
The Leviticus goes on great lengths to talk about, you know, cleanliness and purification.
在圣经里面讲关乎圣洁这个字，在旧约的当中。
The Hebrew words that talk about holiness.
这一个字出现了在利未记152次。
Just that word appears 152 times in the book.
占了整个旧约的20%。
That's about 20% of this word's occurrence in the Old Testament.
然后跟这个圣洁有关的这些字。
And you know the related words about the words that are related to holiness.
比方说不洁净。
For example, uncleanness.
超过50%在利未记里面出现。
More than 50% of those occurrences in the Old Testament happen in
the Leviticus.
And the word clean
有出现了74次。
Occurs 74 times.
可以在利未记里面讲来讲去讲了很多圣洁、洁净、不洁这一些的事情。
So the whole book of Leviticus keeps mentioning, you know, holiness, uncleanness, and clean.
有很多时候我们对利未记有一个误解。
Sometimes we misunderstand the book of Leviticus.
因为我们念利未记的时候，念到很多的条例律法。
We read of many laws and regulations in the book of Leviticus.
我们都发现太好像跟我没有什么关系。
We read all of this and we say, "Hey, how does this have anything to do with me?"
但是我们如果仔细的去念利未记的话
，If we read the book of Leviticus in more detail, in more depth.
所以这个礼拜，如果你挑起你的兴趣，你可以来想课了哈。
If you're interested, if this sermon sparks your interest in this book,
因为我们的眼光总是看着利未记里面的律法。
Because all this time we're just so focused on the laws and regulations.
甚至有一些的解经的学者们也是看中了这个律法，看得太重。
Even some biblical scholars are too focused on the laws and regulations.
所以他们认为利未记的中心点就是讲律法。
So they think that, you know, the center of this book is laws and regulations.
但是如果你明白犹太人写东西的时候，他的方法你就很容易抓到利未记的中心。
But if you understand, you know, how Jews and Israelites write, then you'll be more able to understand the center of this book.
研究圣经这个方法是非常管用。
This way of studying the Bible is very useful.
这个叫结构性的研经法。
This is a structural way of understanding and studying the Bible.
犹太人写东西有些时候有他的规格。
Jews use a certain structure when they write.
我在美国，我太太念书的时候，她读在大学里面啊，在 Community College 里面读书的时候。
So when I was in America, my wife studied in the Community College.
如果她要念，想去念完了，一定要念一门课，就是 English Composition.
If she wants to finish her education there, she must take a class called English Composition.
所有大学的 General Education 呢的普遍的这个教育都需要念英文，英文的这最后就是这个 English Composition.
Most universities in America require this course as part of the general curriculum.
她先要看一些文章，看一些的，看一些书。
She needs to read some articles or some books.
如果你明白美国人写东西的方法的话，
If you understand how Americans write,
就算那么厚的书你也不要怕。
Even if the book is this thick, you don't have to worry.
因为他们写东西的时候都有这一种的 pattern, 都有这个规格在那里。
Because they always follow the same pattern.
所以我就叫 我叫我的太太，你应该怎样看怎样看，很容易。
So I taught my wife, oh, this is how you should read and understand it. So it becomes really easy.
英文呢，如果你看书的时候，最初的这个这一段的是 introduction.
The beginning of most English books, they have an introduction.
然后结论呢，最后就是结论 conclusion.
And then they have a conclusion.
然后中间呢，就有第一点、第二点、第三点、第四点。一二三四点。
And they have several main points in the middle.
然后呢，在 introduction 里面，你要找到他的 thesis statement.
And you have to find the thesis statement in the introduction.
然后他的 thesis statement 呢，就其实就是他们下面的好多点的转讲来讲去都是在哪里转来转去的。
So all the following main points in the in the middle paragraphs.
所以我告诉我太太，读书的中间呢，就略过去就行了。
So I tell my wife just, you know, skim over the middle
看前面看后面
and look at the beginning and the end.
只是的去看前面看后面你就可以写了。
Just look at the beginning and the end in detail and you can write something.
其他中间的你可以坐在风扇上面去怎样去看，看完了。
Or in the middle, you can just turn on a fan and let the fan blow the pages.
他真是这样做了，你知道他拿什么 grade 吗？
So she really followed my advice and guess what grade she got?
他拿 A.
She got an A.
如果你明白犹太人写东西的方法的话
if you understand how a Jew writes,
你就很容易抓得到圣经里面一些很主要的重点
you'll be more able to understand the key points in the Bible.
利未记就是其中一个
Leviticus is one of those.
虽然利未记讲到很多好像我们不明白的事情
it seems like Leviticus are talking about a lot of things that we don't understand.
如果我们从结构上面去看
if we look at the structure,
第一章到第七章
chapters 1 to 17.
不要记，如果你要记的话呢，你就来我这门课。
You don't have to take this down. You can just come to my class.
第一章到第七章是讲到敬拜的时候他们献祭的行动。
Chapters 1 to 7 talk about the sacrifices that they make during worship.
然后第一章到第七章是对照着第二十三章到二十七章。
And it is parallel with chapters 23 and 27.
哪里也是讲到敬拜，但是是敬拜的。时间是哪个时候
But in chapter 23 to 27 it also talks about worship but it talks about when you should worship
就是一些节期
certain feast days
然后第八章到第十章了讲到亚伦大祭司跟他的家庭的事情
and chapters 8 to 10 talk about you know Aaron and his family
然后对照着二十一章到二十二章哪里讲到祭司的条例
And parallel with chapters 8 to 10 is chapters 21 to 22. It talks about regulations concerning priests.
然后第十一章到十五章呢
And chapters 11 to 15.
讲到一些洁净的条例
Talks about regulations about cleanliness and cleansing.
对照着十八章到二十章讲到圣洁的法典
And parallel with that, it's chapters 18 to 20 talking about holiness.
中心点是十六跟十七章
And the very center is chapters 16 to 17.
这个就是犹太人写东西的时候，他们很喜欢用的一个我们叫称之为扇形的结构。
This is a very common Jewish writing style, and the structure is called like a fan structure, fan-like structure.
这个线啊，从中间然后往两边打开。
So the fan's like this, and then opens to the side.
然后向两方面对照的。
And the two sides are parallel to each other.
那个中心点是在十六章到十七章。
And the key center is chapters 16 to 17.
今天没有时间讲十七章，只是讲十六章。
Today we don't have time to talk about chapter 17, but we'll focus on chapter 16.
其实十六、十七章是讲到赎罪。
Chapter 16 and 17 talk about atonement.
那个赎罪就是其实就是立位记的中心点。
Atonement is the key topic of Leviticus.
如果我们刚才我们所讲的圣洁跟圣洁在立位记的那个字跟立位记的中心点赎罪将它连起来去看的话。
If we connect, you know, the key word holiness and the key chapter 16.
你就知道今天过一个圣洁的生活不是在乎我们尽量不要犯罪这样的事情。
If you make that connection, then you'll understand that, you know, our lives today is not about, you know, how to avoid and try to just like.
圣洁不在乎我做了一些什么。
Holiness is, what matters to holiness is not like what you did.
圣洁是我们的罪被神所赦免。
What matters for holiness is the forgiveness of sin from God.
约翰福音一章二十九节哪里当使徒约翰见到耶稣的时候。
In John chapter 1 verse 29, John the Baptist sees Jesus.
他说看了神的羔羊。
And he sees, look, the Lamb of God.
除去世人罪孽的。
Who takes away or carries the sin of the world.
哪里讲到处神的羔羊。
And here it mentions the Lamb of God.
是哪一只羔羊啊？
What lamb is that?
在旧约里面献祭的里面有很多的很多的治理的这一种的羊。
So in the Old Testament, there are many kinds of sacrifices that use such lambs.
但是后面那个施洗约翰用了一个字非常有意思。
But John the Baptist used a very interesting word in what he said.
他说是除去世人罪孽的。
He said the lamb who takes away the sin of the world.
不是赎去世人罪孽的。不是救赎的赎。
Oh, not the lamb that atones the sins of the world.
除去这个字跟赎罪这个字是两个不同的字。
The word for forgive and the word for atone are two different words.
其实在这里呢，施洗约翰指到的就是赎罪祭里面的一只的羔羊。
The reference here is to a certain lamb in the Day of Atonement.
在赎罪日的当中有其实有两只的羔羊。
In the Day of Atonement, there are actually two lambs.
刚才我们所念的十六章第五到第十节。
So we read verses 5 to 10.
第六节，亚伦要把赎罪的祭的公牛奉享为自己的和本价赎罪。第六节。
Aaron is to offer the bull for his own sin offering to make atonement for himself and his household.
也要把两只的公山羊。安置在会幕的门口。
Then he is to take two goats and present them before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting.
在耶和华面前，拿为那两只羊沾钩。
He is to cast lots for the two goats.
有两只羊在前面，在赎罪日的当中有两只的羊。
So there are two goats, that are presented at the Day of Atonement.
他要选择在沾钩，就是看一下是哪一只的羊。
So they cast lots to see.Which goat should go to what purpose?
有一只呢，就献为赎罪祭，献给耶和华。
One goat is used for sin offering, is presented and offered to God.
另外一只要归给亚瑟使勒。
One goat is presented to Azazel or used as a scapegoat.
在这里呢，我们可以看见两只的羊，有它两个对赎罪祭很主要的这赎罪日的一个很主要的意思。
So both goats are very meaningful in the Day of Atonement.
施洗约翰在这里指到的是归给亚瑟舍勒的羊。
Here John the Baptist is referring to the scapegoat, the goat that is offered to Azazel.
因为在这里有两只羊，一只羊就会献为祭，就献给耶和华。
Because here, one of the goats are presented to God, are offered in sacrifice.
然后另外一只就归给亚瑟舍勒。
Another one is offered to Azazel, used as a scapegoat.
这个归给亚瑟舍勒，这羊要怎么样处理呢？
So what do they do with this goat that's given to
Azazel? 十六章第十节。
Verse 10.
但那真羔归与亚瑟舍勒的羊要活着安置在耶和华面前。用以赎罪。
But the goat chosen by lot as the scapegoat shall be presented live before the Lord to be used for making atonement.
然后打发人送去旷野归与亚瑟舍勒。
By sending it into the desert as a scapegoat.
所以两只的羊的命运很不一样。
So the fates of these two goats are very different.
一只要被杀，被献上。
One is killed and offered to God.
但是另外一只是活着，永远的活着，放流放旷野。
Another one lives, but it's exiled into the wilderness.
那怎么样去解释这一段的经文呢？
So how do we understand and interpret this passage?
我们常常以为耶稣基督就是，当我们说耶稣基督是哪个被杀的羔羊。
Well, we often refer to Jesus as the slaughtered lamb.
我们都以为耶稣基督是赎罪祭的羊。
We often think of Jesus as the lamb for the sin offering.
是我们今天犯罪，我们得罪了神。
Today we often sin.
我们的罪要被赎去。
We offend God and it needs to be atoned for.
耶稣基督为我们赎去了我们的罪。
Jesus atones for our sin.
这个是在新约当中，希伯来书也告诉我们。
This concept is mentioned in the book of Hebrews in the New Testament.
我们在神面前是，我们是一个罪人。
Before God, we are clearly sinners.
耶稣基督好像逾越界的羔羊一样。
So.Jesus is like the lamb of the Passover.
他被杀，然后他的血涂在门楣上面。
So he's killed and his blood is spread on the door frame and the doorpost.
怜悯的天使就越过逾越节的仪式，就越过这个门，不进到哪个家里面下里面的长子。
The destroyer passed over the doorway and did not enter to strike down the firstborn of the Israelites.
但是耶稣基督也是这一只归给亚瑟死了的羊。
But at the same time, Jesus is also the scapegoat, the goat that's offered to Azazel.
有很多时候我们不太明白为什么以色列人要怎样去做。
But we often don't understand why the Jews have to do something like this.
其实有它的意思。
But there is a significance, there's a meaning in this.
我们念立位记的时候很容易用我们自己 的地位来去看立位记。
When we read Leviticus, we often read it from our own standpoint, our own perspective, our own like position.
但是你不要忘记，立位记是写给以色列民。
But you can't forget that the book of Leviticus is written to the Israelites, the Jews.
而且在上课的时候，我也会再提到。
And the class I'll also mention again.
立位记是写给哪一些的以色列民？有一群很独特的以色列民。
The book of Leviticus is written to a certain group of That's very special Israelites. Which group is that?
因为立位记是在摩西五经里面的一卷书。
The book of Leviticus is in the Pentateuch, the five books written by Moses.
整卷的摩西五经。
The entire Pentateuch
是写给将要进去迦南定居的以色列民。
It's given to the Israelites that are, you know, entering Canaan and settling there.
这个赎罪日每一年都需要去过一次。
The Day of Atonement is an annual holiday.
这个赎罪日大致上面是，如果你要看，差不多快来了，九月的时候就是赎罪日。
Actually, this year's Day of Atonement is coming soon. It will be in the month of September.
在希伯来文当中，这个如果你都听过这个节期的名字叫 Yom Kippur.
You might have heard the Hebrew name of this feast day. It's called Yom Kippur.
他们每一年都需要去重新的做一次这一个赎罪日。
Every year they need to repeat all the rituals.
这个赎罪日有它的这个 magical 那个有个神秘的力量，而每一次到赎罪日我们就洁净了吧。
Does the Day of Atonement have some kind of magical power that we like somehow suddenly become holy during the Day of Atonement?
所以我们都想象了，我们一直犯罪，从刚刚过了赎罪日，如果再开始犯罪，我们的一直越来越黑了。
So it seems like, you know, as we go farther and farther away from the Day of Atonement, we just take on more and more sin.
然后呢，等到明年的赎罪日的时候呢，啊，一赎罪，洁白如雪。
And then, you know, all the stains of sin suddenly just fall off and you'll become
然后又重新再慢慢变，又慢慢变黑，到另外一年又洁白如雪。
And then
我们就这样去过我们的生活吧。
So your life consists of accumulation of sin throughout the year. It gets washed away during the Day of Atonement, and you accumulate again. The cycle will keep repeating.
其实不是。
That's not the truth.
因为赎罪日本身没有什么实际或是摸赎的一些很神秘的力量。
Because the Day of Atonement doesn't have some kind of mystical or magical powers in and of itself.
唯有耶稣基督的宝血可以洗净我们。
Only the blood of Jesus can wash us.
但是赎罪日是一个提醒。
But the Day of Atonement is a reminder.
有一些我们就是我们今天我们过 播一些节期的时候，我们都会通常都会用的一些的礼仪。
It uses some rituals that are often used in holidays and feasts.
透过这个动作提醒他们，今天你们活在这个世上是一回什么事情。
Using these rituals, they remind us of what life is all about.
当耶稣基督被杀的时候，当耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，圣殿的幔子从上面到下面裂为两半。
So when Jesus died, the curtain of the most holy place was torn into two from top to bottom.
这个不是这个象征着我们可以直接进到至圣所里面去。
That means that we can enter directly into the most holy place.
但是你知道进到至圣所不是一件很好玩的事情哦。
But it's no easy or fun thing to enter the most holy place.
如果你看利未记里面，他亚伦这些大祭司要进出至圣所的话。
If you read the book of Leviticus, you can understand that, you know, when Aaron, the high priest, enters the most holy place,
不是一件很好玩的事情。
It's not some fun and exciting thing.
这个是高危的职业来的。
It's a very hazardous and dangerous profession.
你知道他们先要为自己赎罪，然后端着这个羔羊的血，战战兢兢地进到至圣所里面去。
So he first has to make atonement for his own sin and then carry the lamb's blood and walk into the most holy place trembling with fear.
你知道那个大祭司的袍啊。
So do you know like the high priest's robe?
在袍的最底端有一个血迹。
There's a special design at the helm of the robe.
一个石榴一个铃铛。
So there is a pomegranate and a bell.
为什么会有一个铃铛呢
？Why is there a bell？
因为大祭司走的时候还可以响，有那个铃铛的声音出来。
So if the high priest is still walking and moving, you'll still hear the ringing of the bell.
当大祭司端着这个大的羔羊的血进去至圣所的时候，外面的人很紧张。
When the high priest is carrying the blood into the most holy place, the people outside are fearful.
当他们还听到铃声的时候。
When they still can hear the ringing of the bells,
大祭司还活着。
That means the high priest is still alive.
直到大祭司出来的时候，他们就很欢呼了。哦，耶和华接纳我们了，我们的罪被赦免。
So when the high priest successfully comes out, and they'll celebrate it because they know that God has forgiven their sin.
如果突然之间 dead silence 的话，他们就糟糕了。
If there's dead silence, then they will be so scared.
他会不会死在里面？
Did the high priest die inside?
对，被耶和华击杀了。
Did God strike him down?
那怎么办呢？
What shall we do?
进去将他救出来啊。
Shall we just run inside and grab him?
不可以，因为里面是至圣所。
But it's the most holy place.
哪一个人进去，哪一个死。
Whoever enters will die.
所以呢，在大祭司的袍里面呢，有一些人说他进去之前有一条长长的绳子绑着他的。
So some people say, when the high priest enters the most holy place, there's a rope that's tying his leg.
或者是有一些解经家说他里面呢，在圣所外面呢，也有一只很长很长的杖。
Or some interpreters of the Bible say that there's a really long rod.
听不到声音的时候，立刻拉了个绳子。
If you can't hear any the ringing of the bell, you tug on the rope like vigorously.
但是耶稣基督的血可以保证我们。这一群罪人可以直接进到至圣所。
But the blood of Jesus can guarantee sinners the full access and entrance into the most holy place.
我们可以来到神面前去蒙神的赦免。
We can come before God and receive His forgiveness.
这个是我们能够得到洁净跟圣洁的一个很主要的途径。
This is the main and most important route of how we get forgiveness from God.
蒙神的赦免
Getting forgiveness from God
是神的恩典
is totally God's grace.
我们不可以做任何的事情，我们只是好像这一些以色列民一样等待着。
We can't do anything about our own forgiveness. We can only wait outside, just like the Israelites did.
但是我们感谢主，今天耶稣基督已经做了这个大祭司。
But we thank God that Jesus has already become that bull at the high priest.
成为被杀的羔羊。
He's already become the slaughtered lamb.
他幔子从上到下列为两半，我们可以进到至圣所。
The curtain has been split in two, and we can enter the most holy place.
但是今天我们做基督徒就有另外一个的错觉。
But there's another faulty understanding that Christians have today.
我们的罪既然被耶稣基督赦免的话，我们就尽量去犯罪好了。
If all our sins have been forgiven by Jesus, then we can be saved.
因为我不是因为我做什么事情我可以成为圣洁，是因为耶稣基督我们才可以成为圣洁。
Our holiness doesn't depend on what we do, but on what Jesus has done already.
所以人在江湖身不由己，算了，我们就随意犯罪好了。
So we're in this sinful world anyway, so why don't we just sin?
对不起，在赎罪日里面你只看了一半。
But sorry, you only read half of the passage on the Day of the Atonement.
还有另外一半就是这个这一只归给亚瑟舍勒的羊。
You've forgotten about the goat that's offered to Azazel, the scapegoat.
当献祭了以后，另外一只羊要背负着我们的罪孽，带到旷野里面流放。
There's a goat that's carried and bared the sins of the people and have carried it out to the wilderness.
这一些被称为亚瑟舍勒的羊。
This goat called, that's offered to Azazel.
我们有很多的解释，亚瑟舍勒这个字很多的解释。
There are many interpretations or meanings that people have used to explain this word.
但是很可惜，这个字没有一个很确实百分之一百知道是什么意思。
Pitifully, there's just it's very hard to summarize the meaning in.
我们只可以从经文里面去看这个动作代表一些什么。
We can only see what this action means through this passage.
这里讲到这一只羊被送到旷野无人之地。
In this passage it says that this goat is brought to a solitary place.
在哪里它自生自灭。
It just lives and dies by itself.
这里可以代表两样很主要的事情。
This represents two very important things.
第一方面在这个献这一只羊要将它流放之前。
Before this goat is exiled and sent away.
16章20节。
In verse 20 of chapter 16,
亚伦为圣所和会幕被坛献完了赎罪祭，就要把那只活着的公山羊奉上。
When Aaron has finished making atonement for the most holy place, the tent of meeting and the altar, he shall bring forth the live goat.
两手按在羊头上。
He is to lay both hands on the head of the live goat.
承认以色列人诸般的罪孽过犯。
And confess over it all the wickedness and rebellion of the Israelites.
然后在这一节里面把罪归在羊的头上
put them on the goat's head
然后就送到旷野
and send the goat away into the desert
亚伦先要做为这一只羊按手 然后认罪
he's to put both hands on the goat's head and confess the sins over it
这个是一回什么事情
what kind of thing is that
用今天的解释可能比较明白多一点
we can use you can modernize the metaphor.
当你有一些困难，有一些心里边不舒服犯的罪的时候，你向牧师讲，牧师啊，我做错了什么事情？
So when you've sinned, you know, and you feel really guilty, then you might go to and talk to a pastor.
牧师为你祷告。
And then you confess your sin, and the pastor will pray for you.
然后告诉你， 神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免你的罪，哈，回去吧。
And after praying, the pastor will say, you know, God is faithful.
And
he'll forgive you. You can leave in peace.
然后到了一天，牧师说我们要举办一个认罪的大会。
But then suddenly there's a confession gathering.
没有人敢出来，我做错了什么事情，然后牧师要代替你们认罪哈。
The pastor wouldn't come up here and confess all your sins.
当牧师认什么罪？
But what would the pastor confess?
当他牧师在这里，主啊，我们得罪了你。
When the pastor says, "Oh God, we've offended you."
我们做生意上面，我们手不洁，心不清。
When we come before you, we know that our hearts and our hands are both unclean.
我们跟人家做生意的时候，我们跟家人生活的时候，手不清，心不洁，手不清。
When we're doing business, when we're interacting with our families, you know. Our hearts and our hands are unclean.
牧师是讲得很general，很普通哈。
The pastor is praying in real general terms.
但是如果你曾经向牧师认过说，我在做生意的时候，跟我骗了、欺骗了哪一个人，我耍了一些什么手段，我心里边很不舒服。牧师，你帮我祷告。
But you know, if you once said to the pastor, you know, in my business dealings, I scammed somebody, I cheated them, and I feel really bad. And the pastor prayed for you.
当这个公开的场合，牧师讲祷告，你说牧师，你讲我。
So when the pastor is confessing, you know, the sins of the congregation, then you'll say to the pastor, "Are you talking about me?"
牧师，然后你说，牧师，你讲我，你讲我的罪啊，公开啊。
So you tell the pastor, why did you like publicly like expose my sin?
牧师就会说，我没有啊，我只是按手葬礼的罪归在这个人额头上。
The pastor said, no, I didn't. I just, you know, put all your sins in the confession over the lamb. But the goat that's sent away into the wilderness.
两个意思，第一个意思。
There are two meanings.
神将你的罪也忘记了。
It means that God's forgiven, forgotten your sin.
神再不看见你的罪。
God doesn't see your sin anymore.
这个也是我们今天做基督徒，做过圣洁的生活之后一个很困难的事情。
It's also a very difficult part of living a holy life as a Christian.
当我们要过一个圣洁的生活，当我们犯了罪以后，我们里面的罪疚感在哪里，不断的控诉我们。
You know, after we sin, even if we confess it, there's still this guilt that's accusing us.
但是你记得，我们的罪已经归在贼头，亚瑟死，勒日扬。
But we know that our sin has already been confessed over and put onto this goat that's offered to Azazel.
然后当一只羊流放到旷野，神也不看不见，神也忘记了，为什么你还记着？
But if this goat is sent to the wilderness and God's not looking at it and God won't see it again, why are you still remembering it?
诗篇103篇说，东离是有多远，他使我的罪离我们也有多远。
Psalm 103:12 says, you know, as far as east is from the west, like that's how far our sin is from us. This means that we don't have to, you know, accuse ourselves after we sin. You have to remember that God has already forgiven your sin. God's even forgotten your sin. God's not going to see your sin.
那你还记着还抓着说什么？
So why are you still clinging on, holding on to it?
但是，那你说，哦，好了，我就尽量去犯罪。
But then you say, oh yeah, I can just sin all what, however much I want.
对不起，还有第二个意思。
There's a second meaning.
你也看不见这个罪。
You can't see the sin anymore either.
你要将这个罪送到远处。
You have to send the sin into a far, far away place.
你也跟这个罪 了断，一刀两断，从此跟这个罪没有关系。
But at the same time, you're breaking off and separating from the sin. You're not gonna, you know, deal with the sin. You're gonna stay very far from it.
有很多时候，我们犯了罪以后，认了罪以后，我们跟罪仍然藕断丝连。
Sometimes, you know, after we confess our sin, we're still clinging on some residues of it.
或者是当我们犯了罪以后，我们要将我们的罪送走的时候，我们就很舍不得。
Or sometimes, you know, we're supposed to send our sin away, but we're cherishing it and we're very reluctant to get rid of it.
在洛杉矶，我去一个教会，他们的有一个给小朋友的这个退休会。
So in Los Angeles, I went to a certain church's children's retreat.
这个小朋友都会家长不可以去的，是小朋友去，所以小朋友很兴奋。
So this church, this children's retreat cannot be attended by parents and adults. So
那些家长呢，都让小朋友送到教会，然后教会又有这些巴士呢，将他送上去那个山上的这些的退休的营地。
So the parents bring the kids to church, and the kids load on the bus, and then they get sent.
那些小朋友很兴奋，因为终于可以脱离父母的魔掌了。
And the children are really excited because they. Parents can't control them.
So, 一到了教会以后，小朋友就立刻跑向那个巴士。
So as soon as the kids get to church, they just run onto the bus.
但是你看，我最喜欢看的是家长的表情。
But my favorite part of the experience is looking at the expression of the parents.
刚才，好好照顾自己啊。Parents
will say, "Oh, just take care of yourself."
要吃得饱，那上上上冷啊，你多穿一点啊。我们很看见他很不舍得。
Eat enough and wear more clothes because it's cold on top of the mountain.
The final moments come. 然后小朋友要跟巴士要开走离开这个教会的停车场.
The parents don't want to let go of the kids, and so in the final moments when the bus is leaving the car park,
我就看见那些家长的表情更加精彩.
And the expression is even more fascinating.
在舱里面一起走，跟着好好照顾自己哦.
And the parents just kind of walk following the bus and say, yeah, take care of yourself.
一起跑到了停车场门口，没有办法再跑下去，就是
And they run all the way to the exit of the parking lot, and they're still waving until they can't run anymore.
我们对我们的罪也是这样。
It seems like, you know, how we treat our sin is like how
the parents
When the pastor is
confessing our sin,
when the Holy Spirit is convicting us to
confess,
but after that, you know, you have to end your relationship with it.
在你的生活当中, 你要跟这个罪分清这个界限。
You have to, you know, clearly divide yourself from your sin.
但是当我们跟这个罪, 我们的罪分清界限的时候, 我们很痛苦。
When you know when we separate ourselves from the sin, it's very painful experience. It seems like those parents, you're like, oh, take care of yourself. And we'll add another sentence to it. If you're free, come visit me.
如果你没时间就回来探探我了，请罪来探访你。
If you have time, you know, come visit me.
牧师来探访你就不要。
If the pastor is coming to visit your home, you're like, no, no,
no.
But you say to sin, oh, you know, if you have time, come.
整个利未记其实就是告诉我们这样事情。
The whole book of Leviticus is telling us that
为什么有这些圣洁的条例, 洁净的条例?
Why are these laws for holiness and regulations for
purity? 对牧师有这些, 对祭司有这些要求, 对我们生活当中敬拜有这些要求。
Why are there these requirements for the priests and requirements for our daily lives?
都告诉我们一件很重要的事情。
They're all telling us a very important thing.
你要跟罪画一条很清楚的界限。
You have to draw a very, very clear line between you and sin.
防备着罪可以在不知不觉的当中进到你的生命里面。
So that a sin wouldn't secretly and, you know, slowly just creep over to your side.
我的领袖说从来没有一件事情偶然犯罪这一件事情。 偶然犯罪。 就是我不相信。
Oh, so I don't believe that there's something called accidentally sinning. So the Lord's Prayer contains a certain sentence.
不叫我们遇见试探。
Lead us not into temptation.
这一句话原来的文字, 林道院长翻得更好。
So another person is translating it much better.
他说, 不要, 不叫我们进入试探。
It says, do not... allow us to enter into temptation.
两个有什么分别?
How are these two different?
进入试探是你主动跑过去。
Enter temptation is a voluntary act of going into the temptation.
遇见试探,哦,对不起,你在这里啊,我走了,我走了。
The Chinese means like encountering and meeting, and that's almost like out of your control.
没有偶然犯罪。
There's no such thing as accidental sin.
我在Minnesota牧会的开拓教会的时候,
when I was in Minnesota planting a church,
有一个, 我住在神学院里面,
so I lived in a seminary.
有一天突然间有一台警车来到神学生的宿舍。
So one day a police car came to a dormitory of a seminary student.
然后将一个神学生逮捕了。
So they arrested a certain seminary student.
我们就有一点 nosy, 什么事情, 什么事情?
So we were kind of nosy and we were just wondering what happened.
后来我们发现这个神学生非礼了一个女生。
So we found out that the seminary student sexually harassed a certain female.
是他一时抵不住他自己的诱惑做了犯了这一件事情吗?
Did he just suddenly get overcome with, you know, temptation and did such a thing?
不是。
No.
警察在他的宿舍里面抓了很多这些奢侈罕物出来。
So the police found a lot of pornography in his dormitory.
偶然犯罪?
Did he accidentally sin?
还是他一步又一步又一步然后掉到犯罪的里面?
Or did he, you know, gradually step into deeper and deeper into that temptation until he pulled it out?
亚瑟舍勒的羊告诉我们一件事情。
So the goat of Azazel, the scapegoat, tells us a very important thing. If we want to live a holy life, we need to make a commitment.
如果他回来的时候我就跑掉。
We have to make a commitment that, you know, we're not going to see that sin again. And if the sin comes back, we're going to run away.
今天我们在这个世界生活。
We're living in this world today.
人在江湖身不由己。
Yes, you know, in this sinful world, you're sometimes not totally free.
当我们要为神做工的时候，我们要接触这个世界。
When you're doing God's work, you have to interact with this world.
你一定会碰见这些罪恶的事情。
You're definitely going to encounter and run into situations.
但是如果你有利未记这个精神的话，
but if you have a very clear will.
一方面我们知道我们的罪已经被神所赦免，我们不会抓着这个罪再能自怜自叹。
If you know that this sin has been totally forgiven by God, and you're not going to, you know, wallow in self pity and guilt.
但是另外一方面，神却提醒我们，我们在这个世界要过一个圣洁的生活的时候，我们是为他所用。
But at the same time, you know that if you live a holy life, you'll be used by God.
我们要跟罪恶一刀两断。
You have to break all ties with sin.
我们要立志警醒我们自己。
We have to make a commitment to, you know, stay alert.
当罪挪近我们的时候，我们已经知道。
When sin approaches, we'll already know.
我们已经可以将它送到远处。
We'll already send it away.
今天要过一个圣洁的生活。
If we want to live a holy life today,
利未记给我们有很多的提醒。
The book of Leviticus has many good reminders for us.
欢迎大家来上课。
So I welcome all of you to attend my class.
今天只是短短的这一段时间，这是讲到这个利未记里面其实有很深很深的意义对我们。
So today I'm just introducing, talking very briefly about the book of Leviticus. But the back book has very, very clear points.
如果我们今天要复兴我们生命，
if we want to revive our lives today,
利未记从赎罪日开始。
The book of Leviticus, really centers on the Day of Atonement.
我们过一个圣洁的生活。
Let us live a life of holiness.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为不是我们今天能够做什么，我们蒙受你自己的赦免。
It's not because what we did that we, you know, we received your forgiveness.
这个完全是你的恩典。
It's totally your grace.
我们谢谢你，因为耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们一切的罪孽。
We thank you because the blood of Jesus has washed away all our sins.
但是你却要提醒我们，今天在这个世界里面生活，我们是要为你而活。
But you remind us that, you know, our lives here today are for you.
但是为你而活的时候，我们少避免我们都会结下了这个世界的罪恶。
When we live for you in this world, though, we're going to encounter sin.
你就告诉我们，其实你在哪里是乐意赦免我们的。
But God, you tell us that you're glad and willing to forgive us.
但是你却要我们立志跟罪恶一刀两断。
But you want us to make a commitment to, you know, break all ties of sin and separate from it.
求圣灵在我们生命当中时刻做提醒的工作。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will constantly do its work of reminding us.
让我们敏感罪恶的存在。
So I'll be really sensitive to sin, the presence of sin.
我们愿意脱离罪恶。
That we will be willing and make a commitment to leave and remove sin.
以致让我们能够成为圣洁。
So that we can become holy.
合乎你所使用。
And be fitting for your work.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
非常谢谢马牧师给我们带来的信息。
We thank Dr. Ma's message.
成为圣洁是我们这一生的功课。
Striving to be holy is something we should work towards for our entire lives.
那我们现在用复兴圣洁这一首歌来回应神对我们的恩典。
Let's respond to God's grace through the song Revive Holiness.将我分别为圣。 From the beginning.
主，求你复兴我心中的圣洁，为我造清洁的心，使我重新有正直的灵。求你复兴我心中的圣洁，将我分别为圣，做你尊贵荣耀器皿。我将身体献上，当作活祭，一生做你圣洁的器皿。我将生命献上，为你而活，为你呼吸。我将身体献上，当作活祭，一生做你圣洁的器皿。神传扬，基督的
一生传扬。
Repeat the last line.
一生传扬。